Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, we'll get to some Twins here. I do feel a little bad. You know, Declan moved to the suburbs. Lives in Woodbury now, and we did cheat on Declan in his old North Loop neighborhood last night. Well, Declan's out in the suburbs. He's trying to figure out this internet situation. JD Hoyts is calling.
Dex. Let's tell the truth here. We waited till he moved to the suburbs before we planned it.
let's encourage old Dex.
You blame the internet.
Yeah, figure out the internet. What am I doing at home? Yeah, not doing anything.
We spurned him.
I tried to send Declan an email to invite him, but he didn't get it.
Now, internet problems. That's not our fault. That's your fault. Unbelievable. You would have been disappointed, though, Declan. Nobody went for the pork chops. We all ate other stuff. We're old and we can't eat like we used to.
This is not a Dark Star JD Hoyts ad, but I am going to promote the crab cake encrusted halibut.
It's a
massive halibut fillet, and then it's encrusted literally in a crab cake.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it looked pretty good. I had to finish my fish sandwich as my nighttime snack last night.
All right.
That's what I did last night.
Oh, you guys ate the rest of your food at night?
Yes.
Sandwich was calling.
Hey, as an old ball rider,
the Cajun hash went
down. As an old ball rider, you can't beat that 2:30 a.m. meal right before you you go out and drink. Then you get something to eat and take it back to your hotel room at 2:30 in the morning after having 12, 14 gin and tonics. It's really good for the diet, man. It's wonderful.
Can we bring back with Royce the Dark Star ad, though? That's my Can Score North do the J.D. Hoyts visual.
It's 100 steps from Tarn Hill.
Yes, for some reason we only saw the first four and the last four. We didn't see the 92 in between.
97, 98, or the 99.
Yeah, the car ride right to the ballpark.
Yeah, those were fantastic ads. He was the greatest salesman of all time for stuff. Unfortunately, his business partner. So on the sports show, sometimes the payment ended up, you know, one of their deals was with the when they made the Grand Hotel, that hotel in the old place downtown. One of their deals was with that, and turns out the price for that ad was Dark being able to park in front of the building whenever he wanted to go to WCCO next door. That was Maxie didn't get any money out of that one. Unbelievable.
So, all right, let's get to some Twins here. So Carlos Correa, still not placed on the injured list, but I'm sure that'll happen here in the next day. So it's, apparently it's according to John Shipley. Well, by the way, I used to cover the beat. John Shipley was at the Pioneer Press. I love John Shipley.
Oh, yeah.
He's incredible. So he fills in once in a while, and he reported on Twitter yesterday that it's plantar fasciitis.
Now, there are various forms of that. You know, there's the one that, lasts a week, and then there's the one that lasts 5 years, you know, so we'll find out which it is here. But it wasn't a progressive thing. It was supposedly a bad step or something. And what is it? It's a stretching of the tendon down there on the bottom. Is that what it is when it's severe? You know, Minnesota basically invented plantar fasciitis.
Wally Zerbiak, right?
No.
Marty Cordova.
No. The guards for the Michael Williams. Michael Williams, the guy who didn't know how to spell Michael. That guy. He invented it. Nobody had ever heard of it. Nobody knew that there were like six I's in the spelling of that thing. And he got it. And he was a pretty good player for them. And he basically was never, you know, he missed two thirds of two seasons. And then didn't Terrell Brandon get it too? Somebody else?
He had foot problems for sure. Yeah.
They had another. But basically nobody ever heard it until Michael Williams came along. So
Shannon Stewart too, right?
Yeah, he had it too.
He made a great run, and the best
Yao Ming, right?
In case is if it snaps. So your best case is it snaps naturally, because then the detachment actually fixes it.
I don't think that Shannon playing on the turf helped him much. So we'll see what this is. But there's, I would have guessed maybe. Royce Lewis will be here to play June 1st. What's the date today?
You got the 25th, May 25th.
Yeah, so you got to wait six more days. This may be Miranda's reprieve to come back for a few games, and then you can get Miranda and Farmer on the left side of the infield. Ooh, boy, that makes you excited, doesn't it? They're tighten that. That'll tighten that up. Oof. I'm not much for Farmer in the field, and especially at shortstop. So I don't think this – everybody's trying to compare this to the Mets situation. I don't think this is the injury the Mets saw, because it's a different foot, for one thing. It's a different foot than the one. But
sometimes when you're favoring one foot
– Yeah, right. I think we can make – if you want to make it a narrative of ripping the Twins, you can probably. I think the reason they should be ripped is the guy can't hit. But anyway, Gallo hurt too, a hamstring or something, or some kind of a hammy. So
now they'll get these guys. They hung. By the way, you guys baited me. I write that down yesterday. One of the worst bad beats ever, Pat. I said, despite this garbage lineup, I said the Twins will score at least seven runs and win the game.
Yes.
And Judd said, I don't know if that's a home run prediction. I think you need to make it eight for it to be a home run.
So we got it.
I changed it to eight, and they win 7-1 yesterday.
That you should get the, you should get a triple for that, I would think. But
it's an incorrect prediction. Yeah. I said at least eight runs, and they scored.
At it this way. If the Giants had made routine plays, it would have been three. So it was unbelievable. Yeah. What a clown show. The great John Miller, I told you guys last night, he says, and there were two extremely unearned runs in that inning. And then when the guy, did you see there yesterday when the guy down in the right field line made the one-handed catch reaching over his head? And they showed that on the Giants broadcast. Telecast, and Miller said, "Not everybody's making errors today." it was just all out of nowhere. The Giants just made three quick errors in that one inning to put the game away for the Fighting Twigs.
What happened with John? Why did John Miller get bounced from ESPN? What was the deal there?
I have no idea. Maybe they didn't like a chubby, chubby white, bald white guy as the face. I don't, or maybe he went down with Joe Morgan. I don't know why it was, but I thought he was great. He's still great. He's still good. I went and talked to him for 10 minutes before the game the other day, and he's a hell of a guy.
It was announced in November of 2010 that Miller and Morgan would not be returning to the Sunday night telecast for the 2011 season. Okay, Miller was offered but declined a continued role with ESPN Radio. Maybe I think that was when they moved Dan Schulman to
Schulman's
from great. Radio to TV. Yeah,
and now he's the Toronto TV guy. He's terrific. I don't know how he ended up back in. Why did he get fired?
He left on his own. He voluntarily stopped doing baseball games. Yeah, for ESPN. Okay.
ESPN, and he does the Blue Jays. He's a Canadian. Maybe he wanted to maybe he wanted to go home. I don't know what it was. But anyway, Barrios pitching Sunday. But these guys, you looked at them, they scored 20 runs the other day, but they've got the same record as the Twins, I believe, 26 and 24. They're pitching Gausman, Bassett, Barrios, and then they have Moana or whatever, the big guy. He was the 280-pound guy who was great last year.
Alek Manoah, you're talking about.
Alek Manoah, and they got five established starters, and they have not been nearly as good as they're supposed to be. Everybody was picking them to unseat the Yankees in the East, and that's not happening. So,
yeah, anyway. that division is just ridiculous. But yeah, they got Vlad Jr. in that lineup, Bo Bichette. Oh, they basically have the children of all the great 90s baseball hitters.
I love Bichette. He is a great player. I mean, Vladdy's great too, but this guy is great. Vladdy's a great first baseman, even though he looks like a linebacker. You know, but they put him over at first, and he can make plays. They should get rolling here pretty soon. This might be the weekend. Who knows?
Yes, it could be. And if it is the weekend, the Twins will still be fine, probably, in this division. So.
But we'll have the Canadians in town. They always get good crowd. Memorial Day week. Now they don't have Memorial Day the same day we do, I don't think. But they'll be a weekend Toronto good weather forecast. There'll be 8,000 Canadians down here.
The Winnipeggers come down and drink all our beer, just like they do when the Jets play.
They aren't afraid of downtown Minneapolis like the rest of you idiots. So
I was going to say, one of the most fun, and I don't remember it a lot, fun times I've ever had at Target Field was about 4 years ago, sitting next to a bunch of Blue Jays fans. And let's just say a lot of beers were purchased between the row between me and the Blue Jays fans.
Yeah, they're not worried about prices, you know. They all take their holidays. And they just look forward to their holidays, and they can retire early up there. Everybody wants to retire. They it's like France now. They're having these huge the worst. They didn't protest the Nazis as much as they protest the raising of their retirement age from 62 to 64. They all want to quit and go to the beach. They've had the massive protests because the guy's raising the retirement age to 2 years to 64. Mm. Work, you lazy Frenchman.
people that work too hard. We're the complete morons. They're taking long vacations and retiring at 62. And we're like, we got to go till we're in our 70s.
Yes, damn it. What do you want to quit for?
I got nothing.
TV. Else to do, so. You can only watch so much TV. What the hell you want to quit?
Streaming.
For? Anyway, good weekend for the Twins. It'll be interesting to see if they get 28,000. And they didn't. I didn't look yesterday. What was the crowd yesterday? Because they had
23 plus, highest for the series.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't. I don't know. People. Everybody used to in the old days want to get home, be home for the holidays. Now they don't really want to be home for the holidays because everybody goes to the lake, you know. So it's not a big bonanza for attendance like it used to be.
Pat, do you want to? It's Reckless Speculation Thursday here across our Score North shows. Would you like to engage? I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right. There's a Twitter account. And I believe it's at MLB Rooms, like RUMS, MLB Rumors.
Rumors, yeah.
And whoever runs this account tweeted something a few days ago that, according to my sources, I am hearing that the Dodgers, Mets, and Twins will be very active in the Shohei Ohtani trade deadline conversations. And then when people are like, the Twins, why would you put the Twins in that tweet? He followed up and said, I know people are asking why the Twins. According to the people I have been talking to, the Twins are looking to be very aggressive and have their eye on Shohei Ohtani. If it was you running the franchise, would you make a play for, and you wouldn't have a chance to re-sign him probably, but if the Angels, again, if the playoffs started right now, would not be a wild card team for the 13th year in a row.
Okay, would you make a push? Is he a free agent this year?
Yes.
This year. No, I wouldn't do it. Well, you know, it depends on, you know, if they take Kepler and somebody else. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Well, you could probably get them to like. You could probably they'd have to start with three incredible young players probably, and then if maybe there was like a and take Kepler kind of a thing, but
yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't do it for that. Now, if I could tell him, okay, not only are we going to trade for you, but we're going to be the team that gives you $600 million for 10 years, would you sign that? Then I'd take it. Then I'd make the trade, yes, if you could.
And he wouldn't agree to that until he got to talk to 10 other teams, right?
Yeah, that's true. I don't think he'd do it. But, you know, the trouble is, if you're home, if you got Ohtani pitching for you on September 9th on a Sunday afternoon, there are going to be still more people watching the Vikings that are watching you. So what, you know, there were, you know, plus, you know, I would not. It depends, you know.
He'd move the needle. If you did, if you want to go down the path of is he worth, would you pay him $50 or $60 million a year as a franchise? I don't know what the ticket math on that would be, but I can tell you he'd put more butts in the seats than Carlos Correa has in the first.
Oh God, yes. Yeah, Correa's done nothing as far as drawing people. But I saw that too, and I said, the sweepstakes, I don't know how big a sweepstakes it's going to be because nobody knows, you know, does he want to go in New York? Does he, what market do the, does it do his agents think they can maximize his income? You know, they're not only getting a $60 million salary for 10 years, but another $100 million in advertising every year.
And that's my
plan. That guy's crazy. You know, they have put in new rules now for how much it's going to cost you if you go over the second salary cap or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be, but this guy, apparently Cohen doesn't really care. So they would probably be the favorites. George Steinbrenner would roll over in his grave if the Mets were to get Shohei Ohtani instead of the Yankees. George couldn't take that.
Yeah, the Dodgers probably make sense because he can stay in L.A. L.A. has a history with, you know, Hideo Nomo 25 years ago, sort of launching the Japanese baseball wave, so he can.
Yeah, but I don't know how much money, you know, they have let a lot of people go. You know, now there's a lot of thought that one reason they didn't bring Bellinger and some of these people back was they're saving money for Ohtani. So
clear the decks.
We'll find out, but I don't know. They end up getting their name and more stuff than you think makes sense. So I don't know who their big source is, who's leaking info to who to get their name out there. But
and it's not, I mean, the fact that, I mean, hell, they made two different pushes for Carlos Correa. They offered, even when the other teams offered more money, the Twins offered like $300 million or something to Correa. So they're definitely, you know, the Josh Donaldson thing a few years ago, they're definitely willing to sniff around, I guess. I think it's more than just a PR move. Oh, the Twins are, you know, it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me.
The Josh Donaldson thing still is one of the great mysteries of my life. You hit the most home runs in the history of baseball and you go three and out or two and out three and out in the postseason because your pitching isn't very good. Let's go get another home run hitter who's 34 years old and a jackass. What a way! When we do that, let's do that. Let's go get a bad guy who's 30 some years old and who's he's a decent third baseman, but he's going to miss a lot of games.
Right.
And he's going to hit home. And he's a home run hitter. Let's do that. That never made any sense to me.
He's never healthy too.
Yeah.
He was never healthy.
Well, wasn't it the first game he played in Milwaukee? He hit a double and pulled something. Handy. Did he run
that
in
the
second
season? But the first one was
first season
was 20 when he came in to field a ball or he went back on a ball and he grabbed his leg and that was it.
For some reason, I wasn't at that game. I wasn't in front of a TV then, and when the first game of the season started, I was in my car and Gladdy says, he's pulled up at second. What's going on? And Promus and Gladdy are saying, he's pulled, hey, in a double. Wow, wow, he's healthy. He pulled up at second. First game of the season.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
All right, Pat, we got to get to our guy Doogie here for some reckless scoops on a Thursday, but we'll catch you tomorrow.
All right. Declan, next time I'm out in Woodbury, I'll buy you a burger, okay?
I love that. Yeah, don't tell them.
Fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wahlburgers or someplace like that. Not a real expensive one.
I like Wahlburgers. It's great. Let's go.
Yeah. If they want to sponsor us, Wahlburger. Royce
Declan here for Wahlburgers.
Right. Wahlburger.
All right.
100. See ya.
All right. Marvel. See you, Pat. All right. All right. That's Royce Unchained here on Scorner.